Good morning, North America. Welcome to Church Talk TV, lively talk about life, church, and church life. I'm your co-host, Dr. Bill Tenney-Britton, and I'm joined, as usual, by my co-host, Dr. Chris Tenney-Britton, and we're broadcasting from our studio in Columbia, Missouri, the heartland of America. Say good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Church Talk TV.
Chris, I don't know where she is in your camera. Chris and Bill Tenney-Britton here today to talk about how to maximize your sermon's impact using AI. This is less about AI. Well, actually, it's a lot about AI, but it's really about, you know, you spent a lot of time creating that sermon on Sunday, and every study I've ever seen says by Tuesday, no one remembers it. You know,
not even me. I'm preaching.
Yeah, exactly.
Sermon about, right? So anyways, I think we mentioned this last week. This is a follow-up to what we were talking about in our last episode. So if you didn't watch it, you may want to go back and see it. This is kind of where we're going to put it, put, what is it called, feet on it or wheels on it, something, even put it to the test in a way. And as you said last week, I know virtually nothing about ChatGPT. I know things like prompts, which are words, in a way they're instructions, but you know, a lot of us don't know what prompts are. As you're sitting there laughing.
No. They're words. I just love that. They're words.
Yeah, they're words that you type in. They're prompts. You're prompting it to its search, right? It's like with Google. You know, with Google, I remember, like, how do you put the right words to do a Google search? So it's along those lines, prompts. And so my esteemed husband is going to say a lot more about that. I'm going to stop him probably along the way to get some sense of translation going, because we may need it. But don't get overwhelmed. I see some of your eyes getting really big. Just bear with us. We're going to be okay. So right. I do know this first part, though. Can I say our first part?
Sure, yeah.
Is you have to know who your avatar is, right? And again, this is another thing that we've talked about so often in our episodes. Who is it that you're trying to reach? Who is your message for? Exactly whose life are you targeting to change? That's your avatar. And I know you want to change all lives. You want your message to reach all people. That is impossible to do. So we're going to really hone in to who that person is. And that is your avatar.
All right. Yeah? So I want to share an avatar with you. I'm going to share my screen, but in just a moment, this is a come on screen share. I'm going to share. I'm doing a seminar seminar with my Growing Church Network folks. And I'm going to be showing them, we're going to be doing different things than what we're doing here today, but I'm going to be talking about how do we get Sam and Samantha. And so if you will, Steve and Samantha from their couch to your pew. Now, this is an avatar. I mean, I just went to AI and said, throw me up a couple who is on a Sunday morning. This is Sunday, Steve and Sam. They're sitting on their couches on Sunday morning. They're doing the things they always do on Sunday mornings. They get together. They have coffee. They sit down on the couch. They get their cell phones out, and they go to town with it. And, you know, Steve and Sam have their lives on Sunday. I mean, they do the same. They have the rituals that they do, just like all the rest of us. We get up on Sunday morning. You know, if you're the preacher, you're getting ready to go to church, and you're maybe reviewing your sermon. You're going there early. Maybe some of you are unlocking doors, etc. Steve and Sam have similar rituals, and they're stuck in their rituals just as much as you're stuck in yours. In terms of, that's what I do, and this is what they do. But that's not an avatar per se. I mean, we have names, but who are Steve and Sam? And so I created an avatar for a fictitious church. I'm going to show you the avatar here. Let's see. There we are. Steve and Sam. Sam is 47. Steve is 47. Sam's 45. They've been married 19 years. They got a high school son, a middle school daughter. They're professionals with a household income of $147,000. And they have limited church experience. Now, I took that information, minus the church experience, because if you put church experience in, and ChatGPT sees it. It goes bananas and makes all sorts of extrapolations that I don't want it making. And so I just fed that top part in, and I said, listen, the one thing that I know that they're struggling with is their marriage has gone stale. And so I said to ChatGPT, what are their most likely marital life stressors that need to be addressed in order to restore their marital harmony? And I'm just going to, real quick, I'm going to go to ChatGPT. I'm going to show you that. There you are. I'm going to show you what we ended up with. All right. So here is where I added them there. And this is the response: communication gaps, routine and monotony, parenting challenges, financial pressures, lack of quality time. 10 different things there that they are struggling with. All right, so now ChatGPT has given me some ideas for some sermon. That gives me some ideas for how I can create a sermon. Now, we're not going to go into creating sermon series and all the rest. What we are going to do, though, is we're going to use Steve and Sam as our avatar couple. We're going to use what we know about Steve and Sam and their marital disharmony and whatnot. And I created a sermon for them. So that we can do what we want to do here. Because here's the deal, is you're going to preach this Sunday. And when you finish preaching this Sunday, again, on Tuesday, they'll have forgotten everything about it. And so how do we fix that? How do we leverage your sermon so that Sam and Steve, assuming they come, but your members as well, how do we help them to take all the things that you've taught and that you're trying to create a life transformation for them? How do we take that and make it real so that by Friday they're still thinking about what it was that you preached on, so that they have an opportunity to actually have their lives transformed, but also to live with the material and put some of it into action. So you need to have an avatar so that you can create your create a great sermon for them. And I need to pull up the information I have. There we are. And once you have that avatar done, then you can feed that into ChatGPT or whatever to help you create, you can create your sermon, however you create your sermon. So here is, I'm going to share this with you. Here is an outline of a sermon from this week's lectionary, called Rebuilt from the Ground Up, Finding New Life in Love and Faith. It's using Ephesians 2, 1 to 10, which happens to be this week's epistle reading. And it I've created From Death to Life, Ephesians 2, 1 to 3, How to Awaken to a New Dawn, just like they find themselves in a routine that feels lifeless, blah, blah, blah. The second point is By Grace Through Faith, The Foundation of Unseen Strength, highlighting God's love and mercy as a foundation for renewal. And then the last point of is Designed for Greatness Together. Explain how we're saved by grace, but we're also saved for a purpose to do great works, which includes having a great marriage. And of course, we're keying in on this for Steve and Sam, whose marriage is stale. And then I have a call to action to offer to connect them with a mentor couple from the church community who can share their journey of faith and marriage renewal. So if I was doing this in my church, I would have recruited 4 or 5 people, couples who have strong marriages, to be mentor couples who would say, yeah, we'll talk with a Steve or Sam or, these couples that may come. And, and if they want a mentor, we'd be happy to mentor them in that. So this is a sermon that we're going to be working off of. Now, again, go ahead, Chris. Yeah.
Okay, so I just want clarification. You're the one who came up with the sermon.
I had a little help. I had a little help with my friend.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my question I'm getting at. Ha ha. So your friend, Mr. ChatGPT, you were able to put in the scripture, put in your avatar, right? And then what did you do? What was another prompt to get the sermon?
Okay. So coming back down here, mm-hmm. I went to the very, very end, and here's what I put. All right. I said, Sorry, I went too far. All right, so I wrote, Sam and Steve and Sam have very little church experience. I hadn't told that to ChatGPT yet, and aren't really sure what that they would want to go to church. However, they'd be willing to explore almost anything in order to put their marriage back together. Choose three of the above issues, that you believe to be the most pressing in lives, and create a sermon. Da da da. And so I did that, and then I interrupt. I said, "Wait a minute. What I really wanted is create a basic sermon based on the following scripture that would appeal to this couple, Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. So I did this long chat and then said, well, I don't want to use your three. I want to use this. And I didn't go back and erase this. I just left that and I said, what I want is create a basic sermon based on the following scriptures that would appeal to this couple, Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. And so that's the sermon it came up with.
Okay, now I want you to go back up
Yep.
because what I want them to see is like when I read that, it sounds to me like a topic that you would have on a test, right? I mean, so basically, in a way, you're it's okay, come up with a scenario that blah blah blah. In this case, it's a sermon series, and then ChatGPT actually talk back to you,
Yeah,
right? It says, certainly, Bill. Crafting a sermon that resonates with Steve and Sam. And so now it's going to talk to you and say, hey, yeah, I'm working on that for you. And then it says, hey, these are ideas I came up with.
Right. And then it created a title and main body. I cut it down. I said, I don't want all that information. Whoopsie, right idea. Wrong place. There we are. I cut it down and I chose the call to action that I wanted. I did a little bit of work in here, not much, but a little bit. Because this is just this, if I was writing a sermon, I would probably not use anything here besides I might use the outline, but not really, not probably, because I use a different outline. I have an outline I normally use, but I would at least look at this and see how ChatGPT ordered this, what it saw in those scriptures, because it's got thousands of years, literally, of resources available to it. It looks at it that, there have been lots of commentaries that are public knowledge, et cetera. And it said, it's from that information, it said, well, here's what you could do. And it's been spun, if you will. It's been spun for this couple who are having marital problems.
Right. Okay. So again, we were talking about this last night that there are so many people who have just so much, oh my gosh, no, ChatGPT, it's evil, evil, evil. And so what I was thinking is, I mean, you've been preaching for a long time, me too. I read Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. It's one of my favorite passages. And I've already got this wealth of knowledge that I've worked with over the years, right? And not just from my own study, but from I've read and seen. So what you're adding here are just a little bit more into the mix and some possibilities that you may not like. And I think you said this last week. If you don't like it, then you just tweak it. Or you what you did here. Okay, I just want to, let me, I just rethought this. Hey, GPT, I want you to do this. So I'm trying to keep you all just kind of thinking through this. Don't like throw up blocks. Don't say, oh my gosh, you're cheating. No. In the end, you're gathering information just like you would do if you were reading Will Willimon's preaching lectionary or part of your
Homiletics,
lectionary
the
group,
magazine's homiletics.
whatever. It's been a long time. So, right. Okay. So, anyways, lots of pieces out there. This is just another piece that's kind of like a place to help you get started, especially if you're not there and you're not used to working with avatars. Okay, keep on going,
Exactly. Okay,
guys.
so we're just gonna go with this wholesale so that we can move forward. So this is the sermon that we're going to use for our example. So I'm going to copy this whole piece right here. And I'm going to control C is copy, by the way. And I'm going to go chat GPT and I'm going to go over to a brand new one. Okay. A brand new, yeah, net brand new chat. Exactly.
Important.
And I'm going to put in first, I'm going to put in the sermon. And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to grab my avatar here, control C again, and go back to Chat GPT. And I'm going to put that way up here at top. Meet Steve and Sam. Their marriage has gone a bit stale. The following sermon, following is a sermon. I'm going to go, don't talk for a minute, Chris. I'm going to go to, this is my voice in application that I will preach to this couple and the whole congregation for that matter, period. Please review the materials so that you're familiar with them, period. And once you've done that, await further instructions and do absolutely nothing, period. Now we'll see if it pays attention, because sometimes it won't if you put that at the beginning instead of the end, but sometimes it does, you know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So it's thinking. Hopefully it's thinking faster than slower. Drum roll, please. I don't need Vox script. Ba-ba-bum. If it asks for that again, we're going to start over with a. There you are. Here we are. See, it's starting already. It's giving me all sorts of stuff. Okay, so I'm just going to hit. I hit stop, and it now it has that information. So, please, this is okay. So here's how you can leverage this for the rest of the week. They've heard it. They're going to hear it on Sunday, and they're going to go home. But if they just do that, and you don't send them home with some work, something that they or something they can refer to, et cetera, then you know they're going to have forgotten it by Tuesday. And so what I'm going to do is first thing I'm going to do is create a Bible study. And I'm going to let ChatGPT do this. And here's the prompt that I'm going to use. Okay. So again, I'm going to go to voice. Create a 10 question Bible study based on the sermon and the scripture passage above, period. Please create 5 questions that are based from the scriptures themselves, period. Create 4 questions that are based on the sermon, period, and create 1 call to action that will bring the sermon home and make it applicable to their lives, period. Please randomize the questions, comma, except for the call to action, which should be the last question, period. All questions other than the last one should be open-ended, period. Not the most elegant prompt, but hey, there we are. It listens to us. Treat ChatGPT as a 10-year-old with an instant encyclopedia that's right there for it.
A brilliant 10-year-old.
A brilliant 10. Well, yeah, I guess. But you want to give it basic information. Don't try and it can get confused. All right, so here we are. How can recognized area in our marriage or personal life feel dead or stagnant be the first step towards transformation? How can recognition discuss the time when such recognition led to positive change for you or someone you know? And there's a scripture based. Yeah, just get went. Yeah, okay. And our call to action is last one. It's a practical step towards applying the message of the sermon to your life. Identify one action you can take this week to partner with your spouse or a close friend in doing good works within your community. How could this action reflect the grace and purpose God has bestowed upon you?
Wow.
I don't really like that last one. And I like to get out and work, but it's not really what I'm wanting. So please rewrite the call to action so that it helps the avatar and the members in the congregation to build a stronger relationship and yet still do something that is constructive. So we'll have it rewrite. Number 10. Living on the message of sermons daily life, consider partnering with someone in your congregation whom you'd like to know better, strengthen your bond with. Together, choose a project or activity. It's a little long. I would tell it. We're going to go with it. Please rewrite that call to action in 2 sentences. And here we go. We hope.
He's thinking. Nope, she just said forget you.
Yeah, so we're going to do this. And save and submit. Okay, it strengthens your bond in the service. So, okay, a little better. I'd probably play with it for a little while. All right, so that's the first thing. Now you got a 10-question Bible study you can send home. Again, you can write, rewrite, say, I like this one, I don't like this one, etc. And then you put it on a Google document or a Word document or whatever you're using and send it home with them. You know, make sure everyone goes home with a copy of this. But let's not stop there. That's just one opportunity. Let's go one further. What about daily devotionals? You know, one of the realities is daily devotionals are, if you use guideposts or Our Daily Bread, they're kind of generic and they're really not focused on your people or on your topic. And so it's pretty easy to write a daily devotional based on the sermon. So we're going to do that next. We're going to do five. Well, I'm going to do one of them, but I would recommend doing five, maybe six if you want to, but I'd do five. So we got Monday through Friday, and you can send them via email, or you can send them by text, or you can, you know, print them and send them home with them on Sundays, depending on your congregation, the needs for that. So here we go. Please create a daily devotional for based on the sermon period. For the devotional, please include a catchy title, comma, a scripture passage that enhances the sermon above, comma, and then four sentences that are inspirational and helps solve the problem that our avatar is facing, period. Close the devotional with a one-sentence prayer. Close the devotional with an easy call to action that they can do on that day and a single-sentence prayer. There we are. And we'll see what we get. And if it's four sentences isn't long enough, you could do five sentences, six sentences, or whatever.
Okay, but here's my question. Don't you want them to do like five, one for each day?
Yes, but I would do one at a time. ChatGPT has a tendency to go off on its own direction as you do multiple things. And so I would do one at a time. That's probably a little longer than I would like, but it's not too bad. I guess it's not too much longer because they'd actually printed out the scripture, which I should have said scripture reference, but that's okay.
Oh, no, that's good for devotionals.
Yeah, and so you can cut and paste this and drop it into into a text or whatever, and you've just got a daily devotional. I love this. Reach out to someone you felt distant from, whether it's your spouse, a friend, or a family member. Offer a word of kindness or a gesture of love, no matter how small, to mend bridges and warm hearts. You know, that's a nice application of these bridges of grace. So you just would do that. You saw how quickly it was. In fact, you could just do like this. I'll just do excellent. Please do one more. And away it goes.
Now, while you're waiting for that to come up, because I know our time is ticking out. So I want to toss these two pieces out. And one is, and they both relate to personal experience. One is in a church, this has now been 25 years pretty much, when I started using these devotionals, like every week there'd be questions or whatever for them. People actually started using it. I always called it homework, but people actually started doing them and they would come and turn them back into me. And so, you know, getting to see what they were thinking, what they were walking away with. And then one of the leaders in the congregation one year said, why aren't you putting these together in a book for the year? And so then what we did for a couple of years at the end of the year, took all of those sermon series and those devotionals and put them together into daily devotionals, put them together into a book that then people were able to use again in the next year. So
there you are. Hey, I hope this was helpful for you. Daily devotionals and a Bible study. You can do much more. You could have it create all sorts of Facebook posts you could use, et cetera, to send out during the week. But this gives you an idea of how you take your sermon and make the most of it to change people's lives. Hey, we're out of time. We'll see you next week.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.